A word for you from Numbers chapter 11 verses 4 and 10. Now the rabble that was among them had a strong craving, and the people of Israel also wept again and said, "Oh, that we had meat to eat." And then in verse 10, Moses heard the people weeping throughout their clans, everyone at the door of his tent. There is a weeping that is godly. Weeping for one's own sins. Weeping because of the conviction of the Holy Spirit. Weeping because of the recognition that we share in the Adamic nature of original sin. Weeping before God that is touched by His Holy Spirit, that God is pleased with, because that type of weeping brings joy. But this type of weeping that we read of God's people among the Israelites here experiencing a complaining weeping, a self-pity, and one reads that they longed for the fish and the cucumbers, the melons, the leeks, the onions, etc. of Egypt. They forgot very conveniently the bondage that they had been in, and their fathers and forefathers, for 400 years. The terrible bondage, the slaves that they were in Egypt. But now they complain because they don't like the repetition that God provides manna. They say it's boring, and God's anger was kindled against them. Weeping like this is like a contagion. It is an epidemic. And you find that it refers earlier on in this chapter to the rabble that influenced them. You see, a small amount of leaven or yeast can spread through the whole dough, as Paul speaks about in Corinthians. That little bit of influence might influence you too. That instead of a godly sorrow, there's a worldly sorrow which is intimately linked to self-pity. It is your own selfish desires that you are weeping about. And of course, that brings no blessing whatsoever. It only brings God's curse upon you, because He killed many of them with fire. His anger was kindled. Have you ever considered that your self-pity about your situation is something that God is so grieved by, and perhaps His anger is kindled because you continue on and on with your murmuring, complaining about your situation? Oh, that we would have a godly sorrow that would work repentance and please God.